This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are blessed to have you as one of the finest audiences on the face of the earth, if not the finest audience on the face of the earth. I'd say the, Todd, wouldn't you? What compares? You can check a few stats here and there, but nothing compares. It doesn't compare. Todd will look it up. He's got a big, thick book, but I'm pretty sure we're good to go. And we are blessed to call you friends and listeners, and we're glad you're here. It's like a family. Just having this conversation. We have to, folks. We have to have this conversation to better inform ourselves on the ways of the world, because the mainstream media is full of people like, that we played you earlier from press conference of Joe Biden, who skipped the fact that the guy is suggesting that somebody ought to inflict pain on somebody, or skipped the fact that, somebody is calling somebody stupid. Joe Biden called us stupid yesterday. You don't know better on that. You're stupid. And, pretty bad. And if Chris Byrd, from Point of View, hadn't been there, she would not have been asked about the most significant controversy of the entire campaign, where they used the personal pain of sexual assault victims for a political bump, trying to take a shot at Congressman Kevin Cramer. Hasn't it been amazing to see Congressman Cramer just rise above all this? Pretty amazing. He's run a great campaign. And, it's easy, I guess, when you're already familiar with so much of the audience, because he does as much as he does. So, fascinating times in which we live. And you know what? We've talked a lot about that race, and it's an important one, but there are many others. And we've tried our best, at your suggestion, to get the candidates on you want on. We'll have another one of those in just a moment. Brian Croce's Public Service Commission member, will be on the ballot. All right, we'll have Lisa McEvers later in this hour, Justice from the Supreme Court, to help you there, and much more. We had a quick chat with our guest from the NRA a while ago, and Catherine is still here. Catherine, I'm sorry we had to go to break, obviously, and didn't get a chance to say goodbye. But anything else you want to tell us before we let you go on this issue?
Thanks, Scott. I just wanted to update you on Heidi Heitkamp's grade with the NRA. She did get downgraded, but the downgrade happened a few weeks ago after the Kavanaugh vote. She voted against confirming Judge Kavanaugh. And for the NRA, that was our real big ticket item because we needed those justices on the Supreme Court to recognize the individual right to own a firearm for personal defense in the home. And Judge Kavanaugh brought that balance back to the court. And when she voted no for Kavanaugh, that told us all we needed to know about her position on the Second Amendment. And she turned her back on the law-abiding gun owners of North Dakota and gun owners across America. So her grade was downgraded after that vote. And this scurrilous attack and attempt to suppress hunter voting in North Dakota, we're definitely concerned about this. But I think at this point, we're looking at Heidi and saying, this is just an embarrassing way for a senator to end her career and to go out with something this sort of lowbrow. I mean, don't you think? For a U.S. senator,
No. It's really bad. It's a sign of desperation. And again, they put Democratic NPL party on it, so they knew that we would know. And yesterday in an interview, she said she didn't know about it. She said no and answered a question. You know about this? Then goes on to say why it's important to help hunters and let them know, and they could do this. She should be singing the party line of the little ad. So it's bad news. And I appreciate you very much, Catherine, joining us on late notice to let us know. I mean, a lot of you're talking to folks in this part of the world who take the Second Amendment very seriously, and this is no small thing. So thank you for that very much, Catherine.
Thank you, Scott, for bringing this up and bringing light on this important issue.
Catherine Mortensen, National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. This campaign is becoming a dumpster fire. I mean, we can't keep up with the controversies and the dirty tricks and things they're doing. This is a bad one. You heard her talk about that from the NRA. Already mad because of the Kavanaugh thing. They've endorsed Kevin Cramer. And then she does this. Yeah, wow. All right. As I mentioned, the Public Service Commission member Brian Croces is here. We're going to chat with him. We have Lisa McEvers coming up. We have a update on the campaign in McKenzie County for sheriff, Matt Johansson, has filed with the state's attorney's office a campaign violation against his opponent. So this thing is getting interesting. We'll have an update on that. We're going to squeeze in more of your calls, so stay tuned. Anybody else calls for Brian, too, or any of our guests, 800-228-0550. Public Service Commission member that's on the ballot, Brian Crocius, joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Appreciate you joining us on the program and talk a little bit about the campaign. And I would imagine a high-profile Senate race, some high-profile measures on the ballot makes it challenging to be able to have a conversation one-on-one with voters through media these days, right?
It's a little bit challenging, but there are also opportunities to be out on the campaign trail, which I've been aggressively pursuing, getting around the state to every corner, and having those good one-on-one conversations with citizens. And really, that's the most beneficial part about the campaign. It's getting out in front of the public, answering their questions, and learning a lot, frankly, in terms of what to take back to Bismarck.
I always enjoy my conversations with Brian back when he was, in the media business in Bismarck, and of course now, just because you get a sense of a real sharp business mind. There's some good. I really enjoy it. I think the complexity of the PSC is well known. Those are what you're considering and with the amount of information you have, pretty incredible. So appreciate you and looking forward to voting for you. Tell me what you want the voters to know. What messages do you want them to go to the polls with?
I think the biggest thing is that I bring a private sector experience to Bismarck, to the office. 30 years of business experience. I was in, and still am, in agriculture. I've been in agriculture all my life, grew up on a farm, and raised my kids in North Dakota. I went to school at NDSU. My children both went to school in North Dakota as well. So as a parent, a private citizen, I understand what people want and what they're looking for. I can always learn more, of course, but applying those principles to the office of Public Service Commission and serving the citizens, I think having that grassroots feel for the state is really important and a good perspective to bring to the office.
You know, I don't think the average North Dakotan probably has a real good sense of what a Public Service Commission member does. There are three of them. There are six-year terms. They deal with a lot of the energy-related issues and other things, but maybe explain for folks what you most enjoy about this job and what it is that you do.
Well, the two things that definitely take up the most time, one would be on energy rates and making sure that we keep energy rates affordable for consumers, that households aren't overly burdened with the cost of utilities. So that's really important. But we also have to make sure that utility companies are healthy as well. So creating the right balance, but really what's taking the most time on the commission would be siting cases, whether it's a wind farm application, whether something on the natural gas side of the equation. A lot of processing plants are going in now, and at a certain threshold, they become jurisdictional to the Public Service Commission. So that takes a lot of time. We have to make sure that the companies are doing it right, and if they are, that will create some growth opportunities for the state. But we're a regulatory body. We're not an economic agency, so to speak. But if companies do it right, more will continue to happen. And that's exciting to be a part of that.
Brian Crocius with us, Public Service Commission member. He and Randy Christman are up this time, both the Public Service Commission members on the ballot. And that's largely because of you filling a shorter term to get to the six-year term. Is that right?
That's correct. Governor Burgum appointed me in March of 2017 after an opening occurred on the commission. So the governor appoints, and then whoever is appointed has to run in the next election cycle. This term isn't up for the full 6 years. The term that I'm running for isn't up until 2020. So I'm running to complete the final 2 years of the term, and then, of course, it would be on the ballot again in 2020 for the full six.
Very interesting. Well, we appreciate very much your work on that body. Same with Randy Christman and Julie Fedorchik as well. I mean, the work is not noticed a lot, but it's important. It impacts your daily lives a lot of times. So thank you very much for that, Brian, and good to catch up with you. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it as well.
Brian Crozier on the ballot. All right, let's hear from Joanne in Fargo. Joanne, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering about Josh Boshi and his false claims against Al Jager, insinuating that he's way behind on everything and has no technological knowledge. If he gets in, he's obviously a liberal. And how do we know that he won't twist and even cheat on the elections if he's in charge of them? Is there some body that will be governing him?
Well, obviously the voters keep a close eye, but I worry, too, just because Josh Boshi is a very political individual, and he is there, you know, having used it, you know, the usual suspects from the Democrats, and also some allegations against not only Al, but it's the whole staff, right? And there's a very competent staff there. So I would worry most about him just politicizing that office and not doing the work of what a Secretary of State is supposed to do to make elections, you know, have the integrity they need. So I think you have some very good concerns, Joanne. I would share them. Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
TV last night where you quoted Kramer as saying he wanted to wring their necks, and you posed it as he wanted to wring the women in the room's necks, when if you were there or had any idea, that is not the context in which that was said. I'm wondering, why do you lie directly on your ads? and if you think North Dakota is dumb enough to fall for it. Thank you.
Senator Heitkamp, you've been asked repeatedly about an ad claiming that Congressman Kramer raised his own salary. You have not yet defended the veracity of that claim, and that is the question. Is it accurate to say that Kevin Kramer raised his own salary, or is that a falsehood? Thank you.
I'd like you to ask Ms. Heitkamp why she supports the legalized murder of babies, this process called abortion. Thank you very much.
Ask Heidi if her commercial about her sister is true. She's not really known for telling the truth too often.
Senator Heitkamp, if you're tough on immigration, why did you condemn President Trump when he pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona and Maricopa County?
If you stand for North Dakota and over 60% of the people wanted Kavanaugh confirmed, why did you vote no? Thank you.
You say Mr. Kramer could have refused the raise that was given to him by the state. Between 1986 and the year 2000, how many raises did you refuse as an employee of the people? And why or why not?
Thank you. Michael.
Wow. You know what that tells me? That's just a handful of the questions that we received. The premise was for them to ask the question of Senator Heitkamp on Todd's interview, during Todd's interview yesterday on K-Fire Cafe. And it's just one after the other that are just very, I mean, I love it. I love it. And the reason I love it is it just demonstrates the, you know, I guess for lack of a better term, just the smarts of our audience. Just the, you know, you're in tune to the issues. You're asking the right questions. Amazing. So please, whoever the candidate, whatever the issue, keep those coming. That tool is available for you anytime. Even if it's somebody we've never heard of before that you want an answer from, you know, this sheriff in McKenzie County, Gary Schwarzenberger, who's been, you know, in and out of the news for better part of what, 2-3 years? I forget how long now. And we have had tip after tip after tip from our listeners about initially his abuse of taxpayer funds, the interactions with people in the office, and now, of course, most recently on the heels of election, sending photos around, crude photos, just bad news. Now, there's campaign violations. Well, we know about that because somebody picked up the phone and called about it. And we're going to have somebody from the Johansson campaign here as well. Matt Johansson is the sheriff that will just get rid of all the noise and the mess and the, you know, just bring back some, you know, ethical law enforcement basic practices in the McKenzie County Sheriff's Office. We'll talk to him later on. We also have the Justice of the Supreme Court, Lisa McEvers. It's on the ballot. It'll join us on the program. But thanks for those calls. They're great. We have way, way more, and we'll try to get to a few more as we go throughout the program here. I haven't had a text read in a while, and I apologize for that because I have a bunch of them here. So here's one of them. Myron from Bismarck here. Here's my view on what's going on with Senator Heitkamp and why she has come out of the closet the past couple of weeks, exposing she is a true and extreme Washington, D.C. Democrat. Heidi knows she's going to lose this election, so she's now rubbing shoulders with Biden and Booker out of desperation, but more hoping one of them wins the presidential election in 2020. And she can get a position in the administration, in their administration. Thank you, Myron. So on the program brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel, Bismarck, Mechanics. If you have a diesel vehicle, you can count on their expertise. They'll fix it up. Our friend CJ, the owner, grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically working in diesel vehicle repairs, so he's got 2 decades of experience already to every job. Constantly learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients, too. So whether it's a pickup, a semi-truck, a tractor, trust him. Call him for an appointment now, 701-258-5011, or online at dacdiesel.com. The number, one more time, nice and slow, 258-5011. Detroit Lakes we go. Will, what's on your mind?
Well, I am. Here's the thing. It kind of bugged me that no one has mentioned the fact that in one of the Heidi ads, that Kent Conrad comes out and says that he was on the budget committee and brags about the job that he did, and says that Kevin Cramer was responsible for driving up the debt when, during his time in Senate, the debt went up by $14 trillion. That seems to me a little bit very hypocritical. And then Heidi endorsed this, and during her time in the Senate, the debt goes up $5 trillion. How does she square that? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know that she does square it well. She's just hoping you're a little bit of this.
They're either very, very stupid and don't know how it works.
Yeah, that's what, you know, she's subscribing to the Joe Biden theory. People are stupid, and they won't figure it out. I'm glad you mentioned it, because it should be mentioned 20 times a day. And I also believe it's an example of how Heidi Heitkamp got elected, Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, because they play a little game. They go there, they're not anything but liberal, they come back here and try and act otherwise. And because we don't have a media, haven't had a media effectively hold them accountable, they get by with it. You know? So I totally agree with you. They are to blame for the deficit. It's called spending. They are to blame for the debt. It's called spending. And the only way you fix it is with a growing economy. And did you see today, yet another month, where Donald Trump's economic plan outperformed even all the experts? They thought, 190,000 jobs added. Nope, 250,000. They're getting her done. Thanks, Will. It's a very good point. I hope people continue to say it over and over and over. Another caller that wishes to remain anonymous. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Scott. We received, I think it was four ads yesterday, you know, of course, from the Heidi campaign. And then the last one, I was reading it, and it said that Heidi believes in equality, supporting same-sex marriage, and that she cares about what LGBTQ folks care about. And then I thought, well, that's really odd. And then I looked at the address, and the address was addressed to my son, who's a college student. That was the first time I ever, you know.
Very interesting. Yep, they're targeting. Yeah, they didn't want to send that to you. They want to send that to someone in the younger generation. A college student who, you know, if you look at statistics, obviously would be in that camp. Yeah, I mean, she's spending a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, suckers for Halloween that say Heidi on them, right? I mean, it's just...
Yes. And it's all over. And then in the internet, like if you're on Googling something, then her sister comes on. She came on, I don't know, 3-4 times, and I deleted it every time. But it's really sad because... she's using her sister to try to tell the people of North Dakota that she's pro-life, when in fact...
When she has a 100 rating with Planned Parenthood and voted against the painkeepable late-term abortion bill. Horrible. Horrible. They would have prevented late-term abortions. She voted to keep them. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up. I'll go away. So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Analysts are calling it a blockbuster of a jobs report for last month. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added around 250,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.7%. That's the lowest jobless rate in nearly 51 years.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening.
The president at a Missouri rally referring to caravans of Central American migrants heading north towards the U.S. border, and he asks,
does anybody think that just by accident that they're forming?
the president suggesting liberal Democrats are somehow involved in the formation of those caravans. That as soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas, arrived in Texas yesterday, part of the first wave of what could be as many as 15,000 active duty troops the president says he's sending to the border to back up Border Patrol agents. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My question for Sander Heitkamp is a range safety officer at the RRRMC Gun Club. How can she tout herself as being pro-Second Amendment when she's done nothing to get us national reciprocity when that bill was in the Senate, when she did nothing to end the tax suppressor bill to protect our hearing, and she's done nothing but sign on to egregious policies like Susan Collins' no-fly, no-buy bill, which no one can explain how you get on it half of the time, much less how you get off it. Thanks very much.
Not support the plan that would have redirected federal funding away from Planned Parenthood and instead direct the funding towards local hospitals in all states to be spent specifically on improving their local women's health care programs. I'm certain the typical North Dakota taxpayer would rather have their money supporting local women patients at local hospitals rather than funding Planned Parenthood locations in other states.
Yes, Cory Booker was convicted of a sexual assault, and I'd like to know why Heidi has him working on her campaign with him. He did not vote for Kavanaugh, who is not convicted but accused. So Cory Booker was convicted of a sexual assault. I'd like to get her comment on that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. By the way, Cory Booker is on his way to Fort Yates as we speak, so they're probably listening right now. And maybe we'll want to call in and answer that question. A lot of these questions, again, that came from our audience yesterday. Senator Heitkamp, you know, has appeared on this program once in about two, three, four, I don't even know, we lost track, thousands of requests. And then they begged to get on the day the story broke about the ad and the sexual assault victims being outed by the campaign. So that's it. So we'd love to have answers for these and would be respectful and let her take the questions, but you're too smart for her. She doesn't want to do that. So 11 a.m., they're going to be down there at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I'm trying to see exactly where that's at. Then at 4:15, she, not Cory Booker any longer, he's flying out of town before, you know, this guy catches up to him, Kildare. They're going to be at the Buckskin Grill, 5:45 today in Dickinson. They'll be at the Fluffy Fields Vineyard and Winery in Dickinson, 5:45. So I'm telling you this so you know where to go if you want to, because you can go as a conservative and ask some of these questions. The Bring It Home Heidi Rally will be 11 a.m., Tribal Council Chambers. Okay, so a half hour away. Tribal Council Chambers at Fort Yates. I told you about Kildare. I told you about the Fluffy Fields Vineyard and Winery. Somebody needs to go at Conrad about the debt. Just make sure you got a camera rolling. Always a good idea. And there's a a few stops tomorrow, and I'll tell you those before we're through on the program today, so you know. I know there's a bunch of people in rugby that are looking forward to the visit there, and maybe some answers getting addressed. So that'd be a good thing as well. What's on your mind is brought to you in part today by Pipers. The team at Pipers is the best. And, of course, land management, they've been doing a long time, land auctions. They also are doing more and more equipment auctions and getting top dollar, beating their competitors. They have the new auction center of North America, so they're doing, consignment auctions there often that work. In fact, they have one coming up on the 29th of November, so not far away, end of the month. And also some plan for later this year in March out in Bowman in April. Check out that whole list at Pipers.com, Pipers.com for that list. And, of course, you can also check out the real estate auctions as well. All of the auctions are online at Pipers.com or call for a catalog, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. And, in fact, they have a land auction today, ag land, farm and ranch in Wells County. That's at 5 o'clock today. It's a written bid lease auction. And that one's at 5 today. And then Walsh County next Tuesday. Stutzman County, 160 acres on the 7th. 282 acres in Lemoore County. Beautiful land there Wednesday, November 7th. So you got an idea. Pipers.com. You asked us for some focus on rares that you didn't have enough information on and wanted to know more. And so we've purposely taken the time to do just that on the program as best we can now till election day. And Lisa McEvers joins us today. She is a justice of the Supreme Court, North Dakota, and, of course, has been there for almost 5 years. Nice to see you on the program today. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is one of those races, no offense meant, that you sort of get to the ballot box and go, oh no, I don't know enough about these candidates. So we want to make sure we change that a little bit today. But I imagine, you know, it's different because you're not out there doing the rah, 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 rah as a justice, right?
That's correct, Scott. Generally speaking, justices keep a pretty low profile, and then when we're expected to run for election, we have to go out and do the things that other folks campaigning have to do, but they put a few handcuffs and gags on us, so it is hard to get the word out to people.
What do you most want people to know about this choice?
What I want them to know most about this choice is that I'm the person that has the experience doing the job. Besides just being there for almost 5 years, I've written over 175 majority opinions. I serve on the Joint Procedure Committee, which is probably the most powerful committee of the Supreme Court. I was a district judge before I was on the Supreme Court, so I have over eight years of judicial experience and other experience in my over 20 years of practicing. And I think one of the main differences between me and my opponent, we have different types of experience, but I think the judicial temperament is what's important to sit on the Supreme Court and work with other.
What does that mean?
Well,
what does that word mean? I mean, we heard it a lot during the Kavanaugh hearing, and obviously, having been accused of all kinds of horrible things, he got a little testy in responding at the end, and then all of a sudden it was, I don't know if that he has the judicial temperament. Even Heidi Heitkamp cited that as one of her many reasons for voting against him. What is it? What do you?
Well, I think it means a lot of different things. I think it means treating people with respect in the courtroom and in opinions. So if I write a dissenting opinion, I don't try to berate my colleagues. I say I respectfully dissent and say why, but I'm not there to say my colleagues who have a different opinion than I am, that they're stupid or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say I disagree, and here's why. And
you're saying that there should be some just decorum, just standard
decorum.
Basic decorum there.
Standard decorum, basic decorum, but also to uphold the law and follow the Constitution regardless of what your personal beliefs might be, to set those aside. For instance, my opponent is running for the Supreme Court so he can jack up district judges. That's one of the things that he said publicly. I don't think that shows good judicial temperament, is to run so that you can berate the judges at the district court level.
You think that's sort of a settle the score kind of thing from previous run-ins?
Or I think it is a settle the score. He says he's unhappy with them. So if you're unhappy with the judges at the district court, run for the district court and become a judge of the district court if you want to do that.
I have interviewed Mr. Belinsky before. The opponent is Robert Belinsky to Lisa, and he sort of, I think, relishes the idea that he's kind of a bully.
I would agree with that. He says, makes comments like, let's get it on and things like that all the time, and I don't think that's the right temperament for the Supreme Court.
And I do see that he is a very good hatchet thrower, and he must be proud of it because it's on his website. It says he's a hatchet throwing champion.
Yeah, he seems to be living in the past. He lists his qualifications for the Supreme Court from things in the 60s and the 80s. And my question to him is, what have you done lately?
Now, you're peer reviewed often. You know, as a Supreme Court justice, and lawyers will say, you know, because they're there, they would have the base of knowledge. Before you, obviously, the vote of the people is what matters to get you there. But, folks in the legal community assessing your performance, giving you a report card, so to speak, I think is something that, helps people decide how they're going to vote. There is a Supreme Court Justice Survey that's done by, is it the Bar Association?
Yes, the State Bar Association.
And, how did you fare versus your opponent?
Well, I ranked much higher than my opponent. It's on a five-point scale based on a number of different things, such as competence, judicial temperament, integrity, things of that nature. And I scored higher than my opponent in every single category, and usually by more than 2 points.
Yeah, I see on the question of professional competence, 65 to 4 point something.
Right.
Yeah, so a pretty good example of that. And they really go into detail. Ability to devote sufficient time to all pending matters, draft options, with reasonable promptness, diligently discharge administrative matters. I would imagine all of that, and that number was 68 to 4 in your favor. All of that, I mean, you really, if you have sort of a rogue member of the Supreme Court, you would almost like gum up the works, right? Because if they're not doing their work, then none of you can, am I right?
Yes, the workload is really evenly distributed at the Supreme Court. You're assigned to do one-fifth of the opinions, and if somebody can't get their work done in a timely manner, it is going to gum things up.
Yeah, so interesting. What are you most proud of as your time on the Supreme Court?
One of the things I'm most proud of would be my ability to work well with my colleagues. When I was newly on the Supreme Court, it can be a little intimidating. I was walking into a group of folks who had been working together for a very long time, and right from the beginning, I was able to find the middle ground between justices who might have a difference of opinion. And I think that's one of my skills, is to find the middle ground so that we don't have to be a contentious court.
What is your judicial philosophy?
My judicial philosophy is to get up every day and work hard. I love the law, to apply the law and not legislate from the bench. And other than that, I try not to put myself into a box, because I think putting yourself into a box also limits you. So I would say I'm a strict constructionist, but there are times when I think that you have to use a little bit of common sense. And there's a recent dissent that I had where a statute had been passed by our legislature, and in the meantime, the United States Supreme Court had issued a ruling that I think said part of that statute wouldn't apply anymore. And so to continue to require law enforcement officers to read an advisory that was legally incorrect, I don't think that in that instance that you follow the strict letter of the law.
Well, wonderful speaking with you. Lisa McEvers is the judge that will ultimately be on the Supreme Court, on your ballot to continue on the Supreme Court, is what I'm trying to say, on Tuesday. So, her opponent, by the way, has sued the Supreme Court, Barbara Belinsky. So, you're kind of odd that you would sue the Supreme Court and then want to be on the Supreme Court. But anyway, I'm voting for Lisa McEvers and would encourage you to do the same on Election Day. And I've answered that question the same way when folks have asked me. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having me on.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinnon. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Committed to using the talent here, resources here, wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story that's going on. It's like, you think Apple's a big deal? This is a similar story, and it's a technology play, and it's happening in North Dakota. Nothing being manufactured in China in this chain. And the best part of what the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the oil and gas industry does is they really prove day in and day out that commerce and communities work together for the good of all. The Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Our final guest in just a moment, but first, Kathy in Bismarck. Kathy, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I want to just visit a little bit about Dorgan and Conrad. They were instrumental in passing Obamacare, and a couple of years later, when people didn't like it, they were up for re-election. Guess what? They didn't even run. Hello?
Yeah, no, you're right. Byron Dorgan was losing by 20 points, so he decided that he was going to spend more time with his family, which he didn't do. He cashed in and became a lobbyist when he said he never would. That's the D.C. way. That's what I'm saying. These people have no credibility left. Kent Conrad, same thing. Yeah. I mean, he was in this big scandal with the countrywide mortgage deal. Remember that? He got a sweetheart deal on a Delaware beach house.
And people forget, too, that he had the lockbox for Social Security. And he bragged about it.
How'd that work out?
There was nothing. And then when he was in the budget committee as a chairman, they never had a budget when Obama was in office.
You're 100% right, and I'm glad the audience of What's on Your Mind got to hear your concerns about two individuals who are encouraging all of us in ads, political ads, to vote for Heidi Heitkamp. What's behind their real story? Appreciate that very much. We have promised to keep tabs on as many races as we could, and the top vote getter for races in the sheriff's category came from McKenzie County, and there's been news since that. Keith Buck, an advisor to the Matt Johansson for Sheriff campaign, joins us today. I asked Keith to come on because I saw the complaint. I want to know more about it. I am concerned about this race. If I were in McKenzie County, Matt Johansson would have my vote. He's a good, good man, and would bring back some stability, much needed, to the McKenzie County Sheriff's office. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Hey, I really appreciate being on your show, and First, I would like to just say real quick, I really want to tell you what a great group of people you got there working behind the scenes. Just great folks, and I just think you got a really professional group there. So,
well, I'm glad you think you probably thank them more than I do, but I should. Thankfully, I have the president of the company, Steve Halstrom, is much better at the encouragement and thanking folks because you're right. We do have a great team and. We believe it. No. So what's this complaint? The state's attorney is looking at campaign violations that you're claiming of your opponent. What'd he do?
Well, here's the thing. He's been he's put up on his website and dropped files. Files on employees on Matt particularly, and he's doctored those files. There's no signatures on them. There's no. Anything that states that they're from or were evaluation performances, it's just his word that it was and put up on the site with doctored information. And not only has he done that with Matt, but he did that with other employees that had left his employ and put up false information about them because they support Matt.
Well, again, and I've always thought this about law enforcement. If there is a individual that does something wrong, unethical, or whatever, how do you ever then trust them in anything else? And we have a pretty long list on Mr. Go ahead.
You're actually right, Scott. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, he's used intimidation and going out and getting his signatures for his petition to run for sheriff. That personally happened to me, and he's made the statement that I was with another individual when that happened, and he actually walked right up in uniform in his police car. He had it parked in a parking lot at a business nearby, and he was in full uniform, walked up to me, and during regular business hours, which is a contradiction, and I have a sworn statement according to that, and he's called me a liar, but actually I have a sworn statement that actually happened.
The last thing I
would like to say, Scott, is that sexually explicit message that he sent and his answer to the border, those are just horrible things that a superior would say something about a subordinate. Matt worked at the sheriff's department, and the sheriff actually put out a very highly sexual explicit message that got leaked out by a business partner. And all this stuff goes to the character of the individual, and that's what we've been saying all along. you know, the keeping of dossiers and then using them to intimidate people. We just think it's got to stop. And there's no wrong time to do the right thing, and that's why Mattis this time, he's just filed a complaint. It is going and being looked at seriously at the Secretary of State and on up. So we're hoping.
Well, I hope this long nightmare for a great community, a great county will end on Election Day. Let's hope for it. As I said, if I lived in McKenzie County, Matt Johansson would have my vote. I just have seen way too much smoke to deny there's a fire with this fella. It's always this technicality, and it's always somebody else's fault, and it's a mess. Matt Johansson for sheriff in McKenzie County. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it very much. God darn it, we're out of time, and I didn't get a chance to tell you the Heidi Heitkamp stops the rest of the weekend, or Kevin Kramer's. I'm going to put them both up on my Facebook page. Follow them. Go there. Even if you disagree, go there and have a conversation.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.